I kind of always knew as a kid that I wanted to do something with my hands, and then later on I thought maybe a trade would be a good option, and then it was just a matter of doing some work experience in a few different trades, and I ended up thinking electrical was the one for me, and I just went with it and I didn't look back.
What did it take to get there in terms of studying and school? What's the process?
So getting the apprenticeship first is always a good start. I just cold called pretty much every company that I saw. Like if I saw a van that said electrical on it, I just gave them a call and I updated my resume and I emailed that everywhere possible. And then once I got my apprenticeship, which was with Stowe at the time, I was able to start attending tech once a week as well as working 4 days a week. And then that for 3.5 years, and then you get a qualification at the end of it.
We often hear it's pretty hard graft just getting that apprenticeship, but then being able to keep going with it. How did you maintain that, I guess, that commitment?
Doing an apprenticeship isn't easy at times. Just pretty much keeping your mind focused on the end goal. And I did have my dad behind me pushing me to get it done. And, it went so quickly. I don't even, yeah.
It was 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And a lot to learn. It's not an easy apprenticeship. Being an electrician takes a lot of intellect as well. It's physical and also quite a mental trait.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, but it's very math and physics heavy. Our first class, we learn about electrons and protons and, you know, the flow of them, and that's electricity. And then you go on from there to work out voltage drops and pretty much just like you've got a lot of math work to do before you actually do the practical to make sure that it's safe. So, yeah.
Now, Chris, I want to bring you in here. You're Lauren's dad. What do you remember from those early years?
I've always known Lauren to want to try and attempt things herself, whether I was working on the car. She'd be interested in wanting to, well, how do you do that? Her fine motor skills with her fingers and her hands seemed to be fantastic. And I noticed further on in her years that when I was changing the brake pads in her car, that I changed one side and Lauren kicked me out of the way so she could actually do the other side and just move me out of the way. That's how I do it. Oh, good. And all I can do is just keep on praising her that if there's something that she wanted to achieve, just to go, just have a look, evaluate it, and go for it. I think that's the best that I could try and do. Just the sky's the limit. Just set your mind to whatever you want to do and do that.
As a dad, though, I think that's a really important part. And yesterday at the ceremonies, you said you were really proud of Lauren, and I could see that. What are you proud of?
Of how she's gone about achieving the goals that she had. As she said in the actual apprenticeship, as a first year and a second year, you're virtually sweeping floors. You're trying to learn, but you're the cheap labour. As going through an apprenticeship myself, I knew what she was in for, and I think that was probably just to keep encourage her and say, look at the end goal. Some of the days that she'd come home and I'd have these phone calls and just said, no, I don't want to do this anymore, or I want to change. But I said, look, everybody's gone through this. There's some things, it's a matter of winning the war, not just the personal goals. It's take one day at a time. Next day will be different. Something will be different the next time. And, the achievements that just look at your own achievements along the way.
So your dad, so proud of how you've made it and taken a path less trodden, I guess. You know, it's not a traditional field. It's not a traditional field at the moment for a woman. No. And I love that it's becoming, you know, it's just standard that we should see a woman in the trades. What did your dad do to encourage you? Like on Father's Day, we're talking Father's Day. What is it that made you follow that path and feel confident enough to do it?
So I was a kid. I was always a daddy's girl, I suppose. I remember when I was like 3 years old. Dad was outside working on the car with his shirt off and, you know, his little football pants on as they did back in the 90s. Yeah. And I came out with my bloody shirt off and little pants on and I was like, I'm going to help Dad with the car. And the dad's like, go put a shirt on. So just ever since I was young, I was always like, I want to be like Dad. And I don't know where the whole working with my hands thing came from, but I've always been a practical person and Dad's always been there. Like, Dad's always been a role model for me. And I just knew that I wanted to be like him and I knew that I was very similar to him. And yeah.
And encouraged it, Chris. Yeah. You encouraged it, which I think a lot of people wouldn't. They'd say, this is the field you should go into. This is sort of, you've got a brain.
He said uni, if I wanted to go to uni, I could go to uni. But he wanted to also let me know that a trade was an option and that it wasn't out of the question for me. And that's all I really needed. I didn't have someone behind me saying, oh, no, you shouldn't do this because it's a man's job or whatever. He was just saying, you do whatever you want to do. The world is your oyster. And my options were endless.
So, Lauren, looking ahead, what would you change in terms of trades?
From the very beginning, I mean, like, grassroots is always where you need to start. So in school, I reckon teachers need to be encouraging students that trades are an equal option to university or any other career. For me, I started at uni and then I knew that I just didn't want to build up a hex debt because I wasn't sure about the job that I was going to get in the end. So I just went with the trade option and, you know, I was getting paid to work, learn on the job, getting paid to study, and I've come out of it with no debt and an awesome career that I'm going to keep with me for the rest of my life. But I wish I did this 4 years earlier, except that in school, you know, the only guys who did apprenticeships or school-based apprenticeships were the ones who couldn't perform well in school. So I think for the smarter people, we need more people in trades that have also done really well in school. It's not just for the people who struggle at school. It's for everyone.
And for advice for people thinking about a trade, the young people or people mid-career who go, oh, actually, there was a few people yesterday who'd changed careers.
Yeah, like Michelle, when she started, she did, 5 years of uni before she decided to finally want to be an apprentice after in her late 20s. You can do it at any age. You just need to find a company that's willing to support you to do it.